Well, like, you go hang. Yeah, I was just gonna say, don't, what we do is, like, play with the kids. Like, yesterday we went to prom. Like, we just, like,
I got paid to sit outside and, you know, like, make a guest appearance. And then I went in, and the rest of the evening I was in the supervisor's office at the meeting, and he just complained about how much he hated his job. And I was like, alright.
He didn't do anything yesterday. I don't know. Why would he do it?
Because he's got half of the bridge.
Well,
so.
Yeah,
I need to get a job in place.
Well, Chris leaves.
He is there too.
Yeah.
Alrighty then.
Anyway, that wasn't being recorded, was it?
Oh, the last part was.
Yeah, the last part was good. Talking about how awesome the job was.
Yes.
I love my job.
It's great.
All there are reasons.
Yeah.
So, you guys did really well. Congratulations. Maybe this will be a short meeting. You guys are getting farther and farther away from me.
Well,
I must have BO or something. What?
People were sitting here earlier. We move up.
Really?
Yeah, we were all here for the past couple
hours. Move up here?
Yeah, that's nice. That's a little better.
Yeah, that's. We have casters. Come on.
What is that called?
The iPad.
Oh, that's. Oh, you have a little.
A keyboard.
You have to get. That comes extra.
Yeah.
Can you have. Is there an app to make your iPhone a keyboard for it?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought so.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Do you have an iPhone though?
Oh, you can put. You can
put
your iPhone.
You could just, like, no, you could
doctor.
Just take your iPhone, put it on the desk, and type on your iPhone, and it would go to that. Because, like, there's an
like
app to take your iPhone and make it a mouse for your computer, and you just go like this with your. Or a remote control for the TV. iPhones are amazing. Steve Jobs should be president. I hope that's on record. My name's Melissa DeFalco. I love a position in your cabinet.
He's quite ill, you know.
Yeah,
he's...
I know. It's all right. I think he's actually immortal. He'll create a robot.
The
eye
jobs. Yeah. He's been downloading himself into the. We can help you with your reflective functioning.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Presentations. You know, like.
I know, he can be pretty surly with his employees, I've been told.
Yeah, well, sometimes you have to be
blunt. He gets the job done,
though. I still like Chris, don't I? You know?
Yeah.
Oh,
I take that as a compliment. Snuck. I'm being compared to Steve Jobs. Thank you. That was not a narcissistic injury, it was praise.
All right. I'm glad you heard it as such. All right, so we got... some twos or greater to go over. Just wanted to mention to you, Dustin, we're running out of dates on the website for the podcast. If you could add some, that would be great. And, I don't know, have you, I'm sure you've calculated, given the current rate, how many weeks it will take for the rest of the sample to be coded?
Well, it's depending upon if there are different increases.
I think we're at the limit right now.
My data should all be done as of next week.
Wow.
Well, you have total 300, right? About 300 on the level. And we've done how many so far?
More the merrier.
Probably about 6 more weeks.
6 more weeks?
Right.
Good Lord.
Huh?
Just kidding.
I
said good Lord.
Good Lord?
Well, wait, this past week only aside from Chris and I.
Well, because on the last one, Melissa and I had been doing doubles. Giacomo and I had been doing doubles also, so that was where, like.
That's why I went quicker.
Yeah, no. Oh, she was doing doubles too.
Yeah.
Like we were doing 2 assignments a week.
So
we were just submitting it early.
All right. So why don't we increase? Why don't
I
you
can
continue
do that.
if it's okay with you?
Yeah.
So, given that increase, and everything else being equal, how many weeks?
I mean, would we? Our assignment. What was our assignment? 380.
Yeah.
Would you guys ever do 100 in 1 week before?
Yeah, we used to do like 275s.
Yeah.
Per week?
275s and 275s. I was like doing, 400 a week.
At his wonderful job.
At my peak, yeah.
300 a week you were doing.
Over 300, yeah.
Well, 275 and 275s would be 300. All right, we can do that.
Okay, I can make it happen.
But I want Brianna, Marie, and Dustin to continue to do the same amount. All right. So given that, what's our ETA? Estimated time of arrival?
4 or less.
4 or less?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I'm leaving for Uganda the end of the month, in July.
You will still have a copy by July 15th.
Great.
When do you return?
I'll be gone from July 30th to August 12th. So our last meeting, if all goes well, would be July 28th. Which means we have only 4 meetings to go. How's that sound? All right? Everybody still on board? You get
I
August
quit.
Off.
Oh. Right?
This isn't too painful, is it?
No.
It's painful?
I don't like the day.
The working on Wednesdays?
I'm kind of like not happy with the day either, but whatever. Month left.
Oh man, we...
I know.
We really struggled with that.
Yeah.
What's his name? I can't remember his name
Richard.
Anymore. Richard. Oh, he kind of threw a monkey wrench into that.
Yeah, is it possible that for July to change it to a different day?
I mean, is it worth changing now? I mean, I know that actually...
I don't know how your schedule
is. I know, I think we should just keep it the same. We're almost done. I wouldn't even be able to do it next Thursday anyway. So, and I had another question for you about, you know, the waste suitcases in the mail room?
Yeah.
They have padlocks or combinations on them?
Mm-hmm.
Are they all set to different numbers?
Should not be like 0000.
They're not locked.
Huh?
They're not locked. When we use them, they
weren't. Oh, they are? Okay. All right. That was it. So you remember to do the podcast. Okay, thanks.
So would you prefer an email version on the 15th or a hard copy?
Hard copy.
Both?
I'd like to save my ink toner as much as possible.
So I'll email it and send a hard copy. I mean, if you want to use your track changes, but read it.
Yeah, I like the old-fashioned, especially if I'm on a flight somewhere.
Well, that's why I'm doing it by the 15th, so you'll have plenty of time.
Okay. You got this?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's that?
This is a, I sent it out to everybody, this is a like a very brief report on a correlation between reflective functioning as assessed by the AAI and reflective functioning as assessed by the ORI, and the correlation on page 1471 is only 0.32, which is, you know, significant, but it's not great, you know. So there are two different measures, essentially, with some overlap, but not a whole lot of overlap. So I'm a little bit disappointed by this. Of course, this is just a very brief report.
Is that, I feel like that's, what's his name?
Vermote.
Yeah, that's the large
it's
one you gave
lab.
Us is, this is the same as the large one you gave us. This was just their poster session. So we have the full article.
Oh, you do?
It was
published after this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and it includes that correlation in it?
I believe so, yeah. It's the same.
Is this it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll come to it later.
I'm pretty sure it's the exact same study.
All right. It's good to know.
I can't imagine they would run it twice in such a short period of time using the exact same measures.
Well, yes. Well, this one, the 2009, was based on 14 patients.
I don't think the other one was very much bigger.
Yeah, it was bigger. So actually the correlation might be different. Could be larger or smaller, right? So I need to take a look at that. All right, moving right along. So shall we start with Melissa and Chris? How about that? We have discrepancies of 2 on item 2, WMQ3. Who wants to read?
I'll read that one. A product of my parents, I hope. I try not to label myself as any one thing, but if I have to apply adjectives, I would say hardworking, intelligent, faithful, loyal, and introspective. Some days I feel like I'm very general. Some days, like I'm too far in the weeds. I'm hoping that means I have the proper perspective. I try to focus on the long term and hope that the decisions I make today strike a reasonable balance between appreciating the present and preparing for the future. I believe that happiness is found through our relationship with God and others and not through the acquisition of things.
So let me guess. You noted the developmental aspect,
yes.
And that's what gave it a 5 for you. And you didn't. That was the sticking point. So, tell me what you guys think.
Well, you know,
I would think that Chris gave a 3.
What do you guys think?
I mean, I think the admin's
a 3. A 3? Or did you say at least a 3?
Yeah, I mean, because, I mean, even the idea of being hopeful, I guess, is not the feeling state. I think that she does mention it.
Okay, so 3 is the minimum.
Right.
What's the maximum?
I mean, the development piece would make it the maximum, which would be 5. But I mean, I can hear any other, you know, and I just think that.
Okay. Who else wants to?
5, I think.
5? Dustin?
First, I didn't think it was a 5, but I guess
it
swayed a little bit.
You
want to
join us?
No, I just thought
it was great. I never get people to join us for some reason. Never works.
There's no donut holes.
Brian, just push your chair back.
That's probably it.
He talks about it all the time.
Yeah.
He talks about it all the time.
How can I get on that?
Today is your lucky day.
Go to dream.
Yeah, I'll give it a 5.
So you're recognizing the developmental aspects of mental states. Yeah.
When I first heard it, I initially felt 4 because I felt it was a step of recognizing that developmental piece, but it didn't seem as solid for me.
Solid in what way?
I'd have to hear it again, but the developmental piece didn't seem like the mental states were changing over time, but merely just alluded to that there was some sort of temporality, but not in relation to mental states.
A little more intellectualized.
Yeah.
It was like a presuppositive development over time.
Presuppositive?
They were presupposing.
Okay.
Well,
this is how I am, maybe, you know, in the future, but there wasn't, like, a concreteness to them identifying what would change or what the mental state was.
And when I did it,
was believing
and
hoping.
And when I went through it, I said my notes that I took was a weak awareness of mental state and a weak development over time. So that I felt like that there was a weak of both of them. I gave it the 5 rather than going to a 4, which I was also thinking of. It would have just been like...
Well, how about what Brianna said?
No, I can definitely see that. And when Chris and I discussed it, we both agreed that a 4 is a good compromise, so we didn't have a problem.
Wow. Brianna nailed it.
Because he saw the vagueness, which I also saw after he pointed it out, and that it was a little intellectualized, like you said. So we were both happy with the 4.
Okay, great. And the only other one, oh, that's not true.
Yeah, there's more.
Number 8, LNZ 3. Melissa 4, Chris 2.
Enjoying new adventures. Traveler. Someone alone. Enjoy being myself for extended time. Sexually promiscuous in middle age. Wish to please others. Sacrifice to do so. To do this. 2, non-assertive. Health focused. Spiritual, but strongly agnostic. Nice guy. Philosophic and existential.
Sounds like radio.
The reason I went a little higher was the wishes to please others, sacrifice to do this. I felt that that was, he's aware of his mental state and it affected his behavior, that he wishes to do this, so that's why he acts this way.
Well, read the section that applies to that.
All it says is wish to please others, sacrifice to do this. So, I guess the wish was like the wish or desire or feeling.
You're calling that.
Yeah, that's why. And I only gave it a 4 because I felt like it wasn't like fully developed, but it was. He was trying to explain the behavior with the mental state. I mean, it was kind of weak because the wish.
Wow, I think you're stretching. Yeah. But a 2, I think, is... I would have given it a 3, actually. But why would you say a 2, Chris?
The only thing I had seen was the wish, too. And, you know, that's all I had underlined. And I'm just like, I don't even know if that's a 3. I mean, I think they're, you know, they're alluding to something.
Wishing is definitely a mental state.
Yeah.
That's why I went up to 4. But, I mean... We would also discuss this one and would be happy in the middle with a 3.
Yeah.
Because it could kind of just be, we were saying it's kind of canned, like, oh, I want to please people, so I do this. And it's not really anything specific about the person.
If I had a wish, I wouldn't waste it on that.
And that's the only, only thing that bumped it up for me. There was nothing else in there. It was higher than a 1.
Yeah. Clearly.
Right.
Yeah. All right, we're good with that. And then only one other one for you guys. The last one, CWQ1, number 40.
Very giving person, outspoken, active for age, would not want to hear from my mouth the fact that I was gay. She would do anything for anyone. Very giving person, very outspoken, active for her age, would not want to hear from my mouth the fact that I was gay. She would do anything for anyone.
Okay, I got my answer locked in. Yeah. Well, what about that phrase?
Can you say it best?
Would not want to hear from my mouth the fact that I was gay.
I feel like
it's
underlined.
It's still really concrete, though. Like it's not explicit.
You can't read into the... Obviously, reading into it would suggest that you don't want to hear it due to negative feelings or whatever, but that's not explicitly stated.
Let me jump in here. Is want a mental state term? It is. I have to go with Melissa on this one.
You're hungry and you want food.
You're still desiring.
You have a mental state. That counts. I want food. That's a 3.
So my darling has mental states regarding its food intake?
Well, we don't know whether it can articulate that through words, but
the gestures, yeah.
Well, there is.
Yeah, I agree.
There is some research. There's a very famous article by Premack suggesting that chimpanzees have mental states. So, animals might have mental states.
And cats definitely.
Yes, in fact, Dustin wrote a cartoon that appeared in a recent issue of the Participant Observer that clearly demonstrates that cats have mental states, and actually speculate on the mental states of humans. According to Dustin and the cartoon. So I would really endorse Melissa's rating on that. Want, mental, there's no question about it. And do not want means that they want something else. They know what they don't want. That's still wanting. That's still implying mental state. All right, so let's go to Brianna and Giacomo, shall we? Huh? I'm going down, I'm looking. There's one. Let's finish this. Two. Just two. So we go to item 22, WAG 1.
Midwestern raised Irish Catholic, who's had to deal with quite a bit in raising a family, including her eldest son, coming out to her at age 16, parentheses me. She's now the most accepting person I know, very proud of me in all respects. In fact, sometimes the envy of her friends, as she and I have a closer relationship than most mother sons at our age. This came with time and honest conversation, for all of which I am grateful.
I can see why you two disagree. Without telling the scores, right now I'm seeing it the way Brianna is seeing it. But you can try to convince me.
Yeah,
you just have a 0.33 correlation with him. You're completely fine, according to Brianna. So,
I wouldn't exactly call myself the gold standard, but
you're the best.
I'm the next best thing.
Moment.
Yeah.
I had one category would go under 4.26, taking into account how others perceive one, so talking about how they believe that other people envy their relationship, I thought.
Now, what's that go under?
I thought it'd go under taking into account how others perceive one.
Which
4.26. So this person recognizing that this mother's friends or someone's friends feel envious of them because of their relationship. So I thought that felt good.
Well, certainly Fonagy has some of that background.
I'm not the author.
Oh, I see.
He wants to discuss again.
Oh, right.
So I thought that was clear.
Well, read that part again.
In fact, sometimes the envy of her friends, their relationship. I'll read the full sentence. She's now the most accepting person I know, and very proud of me in all respects. In fact, sometimes the envy of her friends, but she and I have a closer relationship than most mother sons our age.
Explicit awareness of how others' perception of them is related to their own or others' actions and reactions. So, help me apply that to...
I guess the second part of how to live their own actions, reactions, maybe it's not fully there. But I thought that was taking account how their relationship and the change in their relationship has caused other people to feel a little way about it. Or at least that's what their perception is of. So myself to just feelings. So I guess that was the one category I saw, and then the second one was, I saw that there was development there in several places. That's why.
Well, how would you guys feel about a six?
I mean, I think development was more there, like, in terms of that category and that one line.
When I first heard it, that's what I latched on, and I didn't hear any other domains being ticked off, but you make a case for like a half a point, you know?
No, yeah, I can see a six as well.
What do you think, Brianna?
I hadn't taken into account that particular point, but now having heard
the
idea
about
it, I think
a
six
is more
appropriate.
What do you guys think?
I had a question, because I don't know if this would count. Does, like, the self-serving, like, edge to it bring it down at all? Like, that everything is, like, in relation to the self?
You know, that didn't strike me as...
I guess I just felt like, oh, we have such a great relationship, and everyone's envious of us, and, you know, she's so accepting of everything I do.
But she didn't used to be.
Okay.
It wasn't always that way.
So because...
It's more so now. So if it's self-serving, it's just a constant, steady stream of, I'm great, I'm wonderful, look at people admiring me. We don't hear that here. We hear that things didn't used to be like that, and now our relationship is the envy of others, but it's only grown over time like that.
Yeah. I went with a six just because I felt like he did give a couple of those, I felt development over time, the awareness of mental states, but... I don't know, I didn't feel like they were, like, really specific enough examples. But, I mean, I just heard it and didn't read it, so...
I think people want to impact behavior on the mental state of others. That would be similar to that. Everyone that might fall into, you know, our relationship...
In the manual?
Yeah, has an impact, you know, causes them to be envious.
Do you remember which domain it's under?
I think it's on the bottom left of the page.
The what?
Oh, no, I'm just remembering.
How about taking into account how others perceive one?
Yeah, that's
their
what I did say.
I'm in seven.
Which domain?
4, 2, 5.
Yeah, but there's nothing there about envy. Right? You said there was something about envy in one of these.
No,
I was saying because their relationship was causing, you know, our behavior was affecting others.
Right.
Like, I was saying, without it from me, maybe it fit a little more into one of the other.
But you see, even the example here is a six. It's not even a seven.
But it's by itself. It's not there. It's development.
That's true. That's true. I just wasn't as impressed with it.
I mean, it is just one line.
Yeah, and it's other people's envy of the relationship.
I think it's missing the other part where how that envy might impact that.
Right.
If they were stronger because they caused envy, that would be... Like, if they were closer because of the envy.
Oh, I'm feeling pissed off because my mother's friends are envious of our relationship. We don't hear that. I would stick with a six. I could see a seven. But we're within one, so that's fine. Okay, so... We go to... Item 33, CCA1.
problem. She also has a terrific sense of humor. She can be controlling at times, but only because she wants what is best for the people she loves. If any of her children were threatened, she responds like a mother bear, defend them, tooth and nail. When I think of her, no negative thoughts would enter my head.
Without giving me answers, I have to go with Brianna again.
Yeah,
on this
I'm
one.
Not looking at it now. I mean, there's one line.
Well, there are two lines actually. It's the same general idea.
Right, that the mother's this particular person who should do it because she loves
them. And then the mother bear comment. The mother bear comment.
Right.
When her children are feeling threatened, she does this. I mean, that's totally. That's, you know, interpreting the behavior underlying mental states. And that's the definition of mentalization.
I guess
does it say feeling threatened or
yeah.
not threatened?
Well, that's the thing. I
yeah, what did it
see
say?
Well,
state, but I guess you
threatened is a feeling.
And also about wants, I guess. So
it's not true. I threaten Melissa all the time.
Well, if I say I am happy,
yeah.
are you going to rate that differently than I feel happy?
Well, but then
well,
what about
I
accepting?
I could feel threatened versus I'm threatening her.
And we can't accept it as a behavior. Not we count it accepting as a behavior, but I can feel accepting of somebody. Like I accept someone's behavior. Like I can feel threatened, but I am threatened.
Well, it gets back to the old word caring.
Because I didn't.
You
count
feel that. Caring.
I mean, you can get a death threat in the mail and not worry about it.
I didn't take that line either. As it didn't say I feel threatened.
Right.
Feel
I guess
threatened.
When they are threatened.
I mean, the only thing looking at now, because we spoke about it...
That's the behavior, and then what if she acts like a bear?
The line that convinced me more of her is that she says
right.
she can be controlling only because she wants what is best for the people. So if we're talking about wants, like we did
right.
before, that becomes a
but it's also an explanation of behavior.
Right.
When you see that, it's automatically a five,
right.
you know, unless you have
yeah.
more examples or more elaboration. So I would really give it a five.
That was... Oh, okay. I don't know why I'm arguing with you. That would have been my choice, too.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. So, does that make
yeah,
sense?
Yeah.
All right. Then we go to... Who shall we go to? It's Giacomo and Chris. Yeah, but I mean, still... You guys still did really well, so...
The ring. I feel like David Jerome and Giacomo.
What's that?
Do you feel threatened or are you threatened?
I'm threatening Giacomo. I don't know if he actually feels threatened.
I think Giacomo can handle himself.
How can you take a threat from Chris seriously?
So I have four so far. Five. Six. But you guys have more than everybody else. Seven. Seven and counting. Eight. Nine. Only nine. There was one that was three. Let's do that one first. So that's number 40, XHX3.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I have a variety of storylines, and they all have merit. So that I would describe myself to some extent as protean. I laugh a lot and bring a Buddha-like perspective to my work. I run many groups weekly, and I can see my mother's skills reflected in the easy way I facilitate growth in my patients. I was also a special education principal, and at the end, And at the end, ran the toughest school in New York. The place was quiet, calm, and crazy, as it seemed. And quiet, The place was quiet, calm, and crazy as it seems. I credit this to my dad's influence. For I know aggression, murder, sadism, how to deal with those that possess it, and how to bring coping aspects to those of these to the moment. In the end, I am a spiritual person married to an angel with 7 beautiful children, blessed beyond belief, and living in the transcendent moment.
They could answer that.
Wow. Okay, once again, I, without telling the answer, I have to go with Chris on this one. What's that?
I don't even know what direction you went in.
That's even scarier, Jack.
I mean, compared to my score.
I'm either 3 above you or 3 below you. Which direction did I go on?
I mean, I saw part of it where it could have been higher than my score, but I couldn't see it that way.
I mean, give me one mental state term in an entire diatribe.
I wrote like almost category, almost category. Because I'm blessed, feels blessed. And I was looking at
blessed. I don't know how many people think that's a mental state term.
I think it's all it's in awesome. That category. You can feel blessed or be blessed.
I wrote that it was
I don't
ever feel blessed.
How does it even feel?
I don't know. Usually reserved by.
Well, if you're not blessed, we can't explain it. It's just something you know.
I felt like it was, I wrote almost the category of like taking intergenerational perspective.
That's, yeah,
because,
that's the only thing I saw.
And that's why I didn't give it a 5, because I wrote that, because I felt like if I'm these ways because of my mom, I'm these other ways because of my dad. So I thought that. But I didn't think there was, you know, explicit feelings.
But if there's no, yeah, if there's no mental state activity there, it doesn't mean anything. You know, I have my dad's nose.
Right.
Well, how would you score that? That's a 1.
Save it in a jar.
But a bunch.
You're a 1.
But that.
I'm a 1.
But that can't be the hyper-reflective.
That's what I gave it.
That's what
yeah,
I thought it was
hyper-reflective.
Question.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, well.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
about
what,
too.
Now, where is that?
I mean, I put overly analytical next to it without saying very much. Like, I mean, he said
that's true.
A lot, but I'm just like, I just still need
that wouldn't change.
Feeling.
That wouldn't change my answer.
No.
Though.
That's on our 6.7.
Yeah, we're in
my house.
Well, maybe he's unemployed and surfing Craigslist and
yeah, you still have this guy's
resume mode all day.
Yeah. Really want to hang
check
out with
him. Yeah, I mean, all the examples that Feinegge provides for overly analytical or hyperactive RF are all ones.
But
yeah.
That's a
yeah, that's why I
gave
it, you know.
Yeah.
I was just like,
yeah.
This is just. Well,
I was just listening for the mental state terms, but oh, actually, there's one with the 2. But.
He knows aggression, murder, and sadism. I'd like to invite.
I like how they
followed
that right after they were describing what they got from their father.
Yep.
Like,
right. See, you've got to get her into your camp
to an
the
angel,
first year.
That's bizarre.
To let her go over to the CBT side job.
Hey.
Well, is that even a possibility?
What?
She would go to the dark side?
I don't know. I mean, they get some.
I've
people,
been in the behavior
so.
World for the last 4 years. I don't
know. You've got to get her on the day watch.
I got to kiss.
Oh, I've done for the last 4 years.
Bring
you like
to
behavior
the
plans.
Once
oh
you're more
gosh.
Challenged, you'll switch.
All right, so we figured that one out. Let me just quickly go to
Hi.
Dustin and Marie.
What?
Just
that, you know, that was the thing that when we went reading, I remember we differed on this one in the opposite direction.
There are a few good ones here.
They're all good ones, John.
No, I mean, some, like, the 1 versus -1, that's great.
Oh, we got
awesome.
Yes, let's go right to the videotape. This is,
I thought we were going on, didn't you say we're going to us?
Huh? Yeah, I want to go to you guys before returning to Giacomo and Chris.
Oh, I see. Okay.
right?
Because they had so many.
So WWM2, that's item 27 for you guys.
Staunch German. Children were to be taken care of by the mother. He would discipline if needed. Didn't become a dad until my mother died.
Everybody's locked, the answer's locked in?
Yeah.
Melissa?
One.
I also gave it a one.
I gave it, as I told him, I gave it a negative one because I sensed hostility. And based on some of the previous,
German
was a compliment. Staunch. I don't know, I just felt...
I could be a staunch.
Now, if you said Nazi, then, you know, then we're talking about...
German I just read it.
Mercedes, think about, you know.
I just read it as negative, like staunch German. Children were to be taken care of by the mother. He would discipline if needed. Didn't become a dad until my mother died.
But he did become a dad eventually, I guess.
But it's in quotes. Five. So I just sense it as like...
Yeah, no.
You know, that's just the way he was. And
yeah, but
I don't
he
know, I kind of sense hostility. So that's the only, that's like... Yeah.
I mean, if there is, it's... You know, it's so, I mean, maybe a zero, but not a minus one. And I think we all agreed that a one would cover it. If you hear a hint, I mean, think zero. Don't automatically think negative one for something like that. It's so subtle. Right? All right. Let's do a discrepancy of three. This is XHZ1, item 6. Who wants to read it?
Depressed, angry, high expectations, critical, non-nurturing, but protective of rights and justice. Capable, unforgiving, intelligent.
Okay, one more time.
Depressed, angry, high expectations, critical, non-nurturing, but protective of rights and justice. Capable, unforgiving, intelligent.
Okay, I got my answer.
Three?
I also gave
it
three.
I sound confused. What else?
You know, I really, oh, that's a boo-boo because I didn't, seem to have glossed over depressed, and that would make it an automatic three.
And angry.
But you know, I was thinking once again, maybe you thought this was like some anger.
Yeah.
But actually, it's like on the DR scale, not to bring up other scales, but yeah. But there's this idea of another side to the person, right? Was it protective or?
Non-nurturing, but protective of rights
right.
and justice.
So there's looking at the other side
right.
of the person. It's not
an intelligent.
Hostile.
Yeah.
Would be a six on the road to object constancy, according to Mahler's theory.
No, la 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 la.
I didn't use it. Yeah, that's my error completely.
Okay.
So I guess it would be a three then.
All right, very good. Then we can do CCA 2, number 18.
My father is also incredibly intelligent, but he's more manipulative and more willing to use his intelligence against others. He is quick to anger, and it takes a long time for him to get over things. He always thinks that he knows the best course of action. He's incredibly stubborn, but also very driven.
Okay, one more time.
My father is also incredibly intelligent, but he's more manipulative and more willing to use his intelligence against others. He is quick to anger, and it takes a long time for him to get over things. He always thinks that he knows the best course of action. He's incredibly stubborn, but also very driven.
Okay. I am And my answer? Melissa?
Six.
No, I'm just...
It
would be a little more accurate.
I know.
I feel like a four, but it could be low. But I would have to see. I'm having a hard time, like...
I went... My first instinct was a five, but it went a little higher because I felt like if I read through it, I would have seen more.
See,
and
I
so
had
I
a five, and
six.
I went
a
little lower.
All right, so we have six and four.
I heard four.
I was originally thinking a three.
Okay, I gave it a three. I can't see a six. I just can't see that. A four, you know, maybe. I can't see a two, though, Dustin. Marie gave it a four. And Dustin gave it a two.
This time I was thinking a three. I don't know why I gave it a two.
Because it, maybe because you probably didn't see a mental state. Because I highlighted willing,
it's like
anger,
slow,
driven,
quick to anger.
That doesn't necessarily.
I guess, yeah, I took that as my favorite trait.
They don't, he's angry,
So then why a four?
I said I'm thinking, but it could go lower, but I can't see it in front of me. But. I mean, there was like a couple allusions too, but I think the wording was off.
Brianna, you said four. What made you think four?
Rather than a three?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he always thinks
that he knows the best person.
Yeah, I don't know. It seemed like a little bit higher than there was a hint of temporality in there.
Or he thinks he knows, like, he's not sure of what he knows, like, the mental states are not completely known, even to self, to one's own self.
And
yeah, that's very convincing.
Like, one of,
That would be a four. That would bump. But a five would be a little bit too much.
Well, there's
much.
Absolutely no opaqueness there, though, either. You know, like, he knows his father, too. You know, that's why I bumped it down. Five immediately.
Yeah.
It's like there's not even any awareness that there's any difference in this opinion.
Right. So I could go with a four. I can't see a two. You see why we're going with a four?
Yeah, I would go with a three.
Okay.
I mean, it makes sense to me. Four makes sense to me, but.
Yeah. There's some awareness, though, that. What he thinks may not be what he really is, which bumped it up one notch after discussion for me.
Okay.
And also, he's quick to anger, and it takes him a long time. It takes a long time for him to get over things. I kind of felt that had like a weird behavior underlying.
But that's all behavior now. That's not.
No, even
right,
quick
but
to
I'm just
anger.
It's like
not
gave it a four instead of five because nothing.
Well,
was
but
explicit.
It suggests he feels you know,
right.
Anger is a mental state term.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. I'm getting over things.
No, I took that as mental state.
Yeah.
That's why. Okay.
All right, so let's go back to Giacomo and Chris.
You're recovering from the knockout I dealt
you. Oh, snap.
Are the stars still going around?
Wow. All right, so we got number seven, WAA3.
Oh, okay. Fun, loving, intelligent, and beautiful in caps. I guess I found what we should probably do.
So the loving.
Wait,
like,
is it fun loving or?
No, fun loving.
Okay.
So I guess it's loving.
Yeah.
It
right.
Seemed like, give it a one, I guess. I don't know.
Well,
I mean, maybe a two if you feel like it's just. Really lacking.
Yeah, I guess.
I could see maybe a two, but
just,
not a one.
I just looked through it fast, and I was like, beautiful.
Oh, you got to do these. Yeah, this is why I don't want to give you too many items to score in each week.
It just seemed like.
That's the exact reason.
Even now, though, I just don't want to give it a three. I feel like it's so high that somebody just said I'm great, really, and that's it. And just use the right words, I guess, you know? So, I guess, loving.
All right, so item 17, XNL1.
Caring, accepting, devoted, kind, very giving, mostly unprejudiced, fair, but often influenced by her generation to have conventional views as opposed to enlightened ones.
You read that again?
Caring, accepting, devoted, kind, very giving, mostly unprejudiced, fair, but often influenced by your generation to have conventional views as opposed to enlightened ones.
I think that's a very hard one, actually. Melissa, what do you think?
I was actually thinking it's you. Like, I didn't think it was... Like, the last sentence is what got me. But I was trying to figure out what category that would fall under. Like, other people are influencing her views, but they weren't specific, and...
But his views...
That's why I gave it a 2 instead of like a 1. I don't know if he gave it a 1, but that's why I gave it that, and I wasn't sure if it was higher because I didn't really think views is specific enough.
But you know, beliefs is a mental state. I have a belief. I believe so, right? A belief is a mental state?
Beliefs, wishes, desires, likes.
Yeah, I think beliefs are
wants.
Count.
But would it have to be like what they want or what they believe or what
that's
they
why
do?
I'm confused how we have
Well, it's not a big discrepancy.
Oh, it's only 2.
It's only 2, yeah.
I knocked you out.
So you had a 4?
Oh, so I gave
it,
all right.
I couldn't give it, I don't know, I feel like it's hard to give it.
Well, there's also something about, you know, development, because it's there about quasi intergenerational, too, so she was influenced,
there
her is. Views were influenced by those.
Right.
I thought it was a little vague, so
but generation,
five,
I mean,
but
it seemed like it was very superficial kind of way of saying people just by generation.
Well, that's why I gave it a 4.
But I guess I didn't see conventional
but
views as being
would you also
state.
Look at you guys can? Because
beliefs, feelings, attitudes, desires, hopes, knowledge, imagination, pretense, deceit, intentions, plans, and so on.
And so,
like, you know, but we've been saying like there's been past reviews that oh I think of this, I think that. I mean those are that would fall in a category too, but we haven't been talking.
Yeah, that.
Well, I think they
just,
make
I don't
like
know,
a
I just think conventional views, that I mean, I just didn't see that as a, you know, mental, so I was like, a pretty kind of mental state. But it was like on the border, I guess that's why I gave it a 2, not a 1, I guess. Everything prior to that is clearly, I think, a 1. Caring. Etc.
Right, agreed. I just think that the idea about the different views and the, I mean, I would look at a 4. In fact, you know, you could argue 5, but I think it's weak. It's too weak for that. Don't gloat.
No, I was just going to have Marie give him a bitch slap.
That was
a
high five. I don't believe in
them. All right. Jacqueline's going to come back. I can feel it. Item 20, HRX2.
It's a good learning experience.
You read this again.
Okay. Used to be pretty unavailable. Worked, came home, ate, and went to bed. On vacations, we had a lot of fun. Camped up the East Coast. Went to Florida to see relatives. A lot of time with family. As I got older, he and I began to share a lot of work, business things, and our relationship changed. He encouraged excellence always, and while perfectionistic, very supportive and empowering. Strong, firm, knowledgeable, and completely honest and reliable. Now relies on me almost completely for all financial and other issues. Early Alzheimer's. Very sweet and loving and appreciative. Also very open and available. So he is quite different now, and we have an incredible, wonderful, loving relationship.
It's a tough one.
I think it's really hard.
Yeah.
I don't think it's hard at all. And I am unanimous in that.
Well, I do have to admit, of between the two scores I would go with yours, Chris. But let's see what other people say. Let's see. Melissa, what do you think?
I was thinking a 3, maybe a 4, because, well, loving is in there, so it's pretty much automatically a 3, but I didn't think really much higher than that, because I didn't hear any other emotional, there's development in the relationship, but there was never, like, a mental status, or what about the relationship, how they felt, anything. I don't know.
Brianna?
I heard a 4.
Yeah, but again, remember, you know, like, I have my father's nose, right? So, not in a jar, though. So, you know, does that make it at least a 5?
Right, but you're not saying that now he's sweet, loving, loving is, you know, is that it's an anomalous mental state, so I feel like it has to be a 5 at least. So, I mean, that's...
If loving is a 3, right?
Yeah.
If the word loving wasn't there, it wouldn't qualify for
right.
a 3
is,
or
though.
A 5, so then it would, I guess, be like a 2 or something. But if that word is there, it makes it a 3, because it had twinges of that other stuff.
Exactly.
I would give it a 4.
I agree with that.
Get to 5.
But see, that's... Mm-hmm. You hear what Marie said?
Yeah.
So it's a 3, but it has twinges of other stuff, which would make it a 4.
But if that word wasn't there, I didn't hear anything else, and then it wouldn't have even been a 3.
Right.
Right. Well, that's kind of like that first one. When the person said fun, loving, beautiful, it would have been a 1 if you just took out loving. So, I mean, but you still have to count it, though, right?
Yeah.
But
we're counting it. But how do you see
a 6 is wrong. I would give it a 5. But
isn't the developmental aspect only about behaviors in this one? Like, the developmental aspect isn't about any sort of emotional or feeling states. It's only about their behaviors.
It's like an allusion to the unavailable to the available, but
right.
They don't really elaborate on it too much. Like, I only got back to it.
I mean,
like the thinking
there.
Is there.
Right. This one from this person who became was from unavailable to loving, and now reliant on this person. I mean, I feel like that's like, it's just the development.
Well, unavailable, though, is not a mental state term.
Right.
Loving, yes. Unavailable, can you feel unavailable? You are unavailable. You don't feel unavailable. You act unavailable.
I should, looking back, I would give it a 5, but then...
Yeah, all right, that's fine. Moving right along, that's a few more. Number 37, HHE1.
Kind, caring, self-effacing, generous, always ready to help others, spiritual, naive, defensive.
Okay, do you see any mental state terms in there?
I didn't know where naive and defensive don't place, but I guess you can.
You feel defensive? You act defensive. I don't think you feel defensive. I woke up feeling defensive today. I don't think so.
What if somebody says something to you that makes you feel defensive?
I can behave in a defensive manner.
What if you don't behave? What if you don't act, though? Like, what if you just sit there?
I might be feeling angry or frustrated.
Yeah.
But how do I express that frustration by becoming defensive.
Okay.
So I think that's a 1.
Naive is not a mental state.
No.
What's the word after naive?
I don't feel naive. I am naive. I
but,
act naive.
But doesn't... All right. I guess I think
naive
is more
absence of belief.
That's kind of what I took it as. Like, being naive is like you're assuming what somebody is thinking. I guess that's the way I took naive.
They're not thinking. They're naive.
Well, that's right. Yeah, that's where it is. You're sort of putting yourself in their thought process.
I feel so naive. I feel so naive. You hear people say that.
You're not. That's not regarding a thought process.
What do you think about naive, Chris?
We discussed this one before. And I thought it was on our list, but it's not, so I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
Do people
this time.
Feel naive?
In retrospect.
Right, it's
you know, like the jungle.
I really thought we had 90
Chris.
I don't think feel it at the moment.
I feel I was
90.
Right.
But in the moment,
see.
I guess you just feel like
you're ignorant. I don't know. How about a 2?
What about curious? How do you feel about curious?
Curious?
Yeah. Curious.
Well, I don't feel curious. I am curious.
I feel like that's, you're knowing what somebody is, like, if you're in the, what their thought process is.
I could be curious, be like a viewer. Yeah.
Yeah, I would accept a 2,
like
but...
2 and 3.
What do you think, Chris, about
curious?
We
had that on our list. We had that on our list.
The feeling, like, actual, like, the carrots.
There's a, so there's a curious facial expression?
Yeah.
Like, if
yeah.
we wrote
mm.
a...
This is curious.
I feel curious.
I can make a
curious.
It is on
the emotion sheet.
Yeah,
yeah,
it
is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
yeah.
Totally. On the emotion.
I feel curious today.
Yeah. You never wake up feeling curious? Want to go explore the world?
I am curious.
You're curious. You're doing all these psychological tests. You're going to Uganda.
I am curious. I am curious. I don't feel curious.
I'm curious about whether this is on.
Or
if you ask, curious, generally denotes peculiarity.
I want to see if women feel more things than men.
Well, we could analyze that because we know the gender.
Dissertation.
But I definitely think
it'll already be coded. You just need to write it off.
I don't feel interested. But I feel like
yeah,
they, I feel like women are going to have higher score overall.
Possibly.
Take it to Falco.
All right, 2 more, real quick. WTG2, that's item 47.
I bet it's the same one as 2 ago. Did Giacomo give it a 1?
I'm not saying.
He gave it a 1, I gave it a 3.
Chris.
Love
Chris.
This
love it.
I'm guessing that's what it is.
No, it says fun loving. That's the first, that's what it says.
Oh,
fun loving.
One.
I feel fun loving.
No.
Hyphenated, it's not
emotion.
It's
I feel fun-loving. I don't know.
I hear that
fun-loving. I am
fun-loving. Ah, there we go. All
right.
I have
well,
to say 1.
Comma. Yeah, between them.
All right. 56.
You can get it on a grammatical error. Congratulations.
That's
effing awesome.
Take it
and try. Oh, yeah. I did it with a fake smile on my face. All right.
It's pretense. Pretense.
Maybe he feels the
WFG1.
Which number was that?
56.
My mother is not a feminist, but she is a strong and independent woman. She has traditional values, but has become very open and accepting of diversity.
Did we decide whether accepting is a feeling?
I think we said no. Well,
can you feel accepting? It's like, do you feel caring? Do you feel open?
I had those 2 underlined. And that's why I gave it right
here. I know, I'd have to go with Giacomo on this one.
Why?
Why?
No, I said what? I don't know what he gave.
Oh, 2.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know. She has traditional values. I thought that fell into that whole beliefs category that you so eloquently read off not too long ago, and they've changed.
Well, then you'd be thinking
but
about a 5.
Well, I didn't think. Yeah, I brought it down to a 4 because it's a development. You know, she has these, but has become more. You know, it's been a development. So
that's kind of
what
that's
made
kind of
it 3, though.
I mean,
yeah, it's very bland.
You're the king of things being too vague. You thought that was specific enough.
Well,
to me.
Fit
that's
into
really
the thing. Developmental thing, just it wasn't the perfect.
How about a 3?
It's not even saying that she's changed, it's saying that she has the values.
But has become.
Yeah.
It didn't say that they don't have the values.
But she's become open and accepting, which
that
aren't mental state.
But the traditional values would be
yeah.
the mental state.
But it's a very canned mental
yeah.
state. How about a 3?
But
I would
it
split
does
the.
Fit into one of those categories.
Chris, shut up, it's a three.
I'm watering it down. I didn't give it five.
Well, thank God. All right, there are a couple more. Just indulge me here. XPE2, 65.
This is the same mistake I found on the last one. Yeah.
Give it a
three. Yeah.
Oh, fun-loving again?
Yeah.
All right.
And it's hyphenated this time instead of apostrophe or a space, so.
All right. And then XPZ1, number 72.
Generally warm and concerned about others walk that bit and mesh of
others. Okay. I can feel concerned.
Yeah,
that's something I feel.
That's the only reason I
gave
it.
Whoa. Chris, you don't feel concerned? What's the matter with you? You have an antisocial personality disorder? You don't feel concerned?
Don't ask that question. You might be scared of what the answer you get.
Score of 59 on the psychopathy index of the MMPI. It's in the very low range, so I'm okay.
Well, it's below clinical, but it's above the
mean. It says I'm charming and great at parties in the interpretation. I scored much higher on hysteria.
Chris, don't air your dirty laundry.
The question is, do you feel concerned, Chris?
Well, no, Chris never does.
You don't? Oh. How about, what was the lie scale like? Or the K scale? What was that?
The K scale was fine.
I have to go with Giacomo now.
I don't know.
So I think Giacomo finished strong. He started out weak, and you knocked him down a few times in the early rounds, but then he came back.
Cheers.
I think that's a draw. I think we'll count that as a draw. All right. See you guys next week. So we're going to bump up Melissa's, right?
Yeah.
And you guys. What was the max that we did for the DR scale? Was it 100?
Did we
get
two assignments at some point?
Yeah, we had the possible. I had 75s and 75s.
Okay, right. So let's do that. All right.
Everybody.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
So, Dustin, we'll go up to July.
The last Wednesday in July.
Yeah, July 27th.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Thanks.
Yep.
All right. See ya.
Question. How can you feel concern? You say that you can feel concern but not caring. What would be the difference then?
I feel caring.
Like
I care, but do I feel caring? I am caring. I behave in a caring way.
Yeah.
I can internally care.
But that's a verb.
Being caring.
I can care about others.
But do I feel caring?
I don't know.
I am concerned for others.
Concern is like more
I feel concerned.
Of you.
I feel
like
concerned.
A belief of you. You could feel it, but I think it's also your...
Like concern, like, oh, they're going to make a bad decision. I'm concerned for their well-being versus I care about this person because I love them or whatever. So to me, that's a weird distinction.
You can feel loving. You feel caring.
My grandmother is just like big. I don't feel very concerned, but I feel very caring.
It's a very generalized. How about really nice, quiet, calm, pretty cool? Listens to what you say. I mean, caring, if you wanted to make it a two, that would be all right.
In my mind.